Good evening, everyone. I just posted on Facebook, and on YouTube as well, a link from Facebook to YouTube, and you can go directly to YouTube on our Webby House Church channel, why I have written the books I've written. And I'm going to play for you that right now, and you can listen to it. Good evening, everyone. I wanted to take a few minutes and talk about the books that I have written over the last couple, 3 years. And there's a reason behind why I've written the books. It isn't to promote Perry Phillips, okay? It has nothing to do with it. Anyone could have written these books, but I was called to do it, and I didn't really have a choice in that. Now, I'm sure that some of you that see this are familiar with the books that I've written, and some of you that see this probably aren't. So I'm going to introduce each one of the books that I've written. I want to start with probably the most important book that I have written or will ever write. That is this little booklet. It's called The Lies of Free Will. Do you control your own destiny? See the airplane on the front? See the lightning in the back? That came from an idea because I know a pilot that's into free will. And he works for a commercial airline, flies a commercial, I guess he still flies. Well, I was thinking about how much he's into his free will, and you see this plane about ready to crash. The lightning is in the background, the pilot can't do anything about it. Well, that's basically where we're at in regards to our spiritual state. We cannot do anything. We're unable because we're spiritually dead. And so the lies of free will. Now, this book can be purchased one of two ways. You can go and purchase the hard copy for $7.99, or you can purchase an e-book copy for $3.99. Now, this isn't a heavy read. We're only talking about 42 pages, so you can read this book probably if you're a good reader, you can read it in at least an hour, okay, at least. And I'll just go through the titles and the chapters here to give you an idea of what we're covering, okay? Talks about by the foreword. The foreword in the book is by Michael Smith. He pastors the Sovereign Grace Baptist Church in Joplin, Missouri. But the first chapter is The Origin of the Lie of Free Will. The second is Pelagius and His Teachings and the Reformation. The third chapter is James Jacob Arminius, John Calvin in Contrast to Biblical Truth. Fourth chapter is Free Will Lies Against Original Sin and Depravity. Chapter 5 is Free Will Lies Against Predestination Election. Chapter 6 is Free Will Lies Against Particular Redemption or Limited Atonement. Chapter 7 is Free Will Lies Against Unfailing Grace and Eternal Life. Chapter 8 is George Whitefield and John Wesley and August Toplady. There was a big altercation between John Wesley and George Whitefield and Augustus Toplady. Chapter 9, Exposing the Lies of C.I. Schofield. Chapter 10, Exposing the Lies of the Holiness Movement, Charles Finney and Dwight L. Moody. Chapter 11, Evangelicals and Catholics Together, A Turning to Rome. Chapter 12, Dr. James Dobson, A Focus on the Family. Chapter 13, Billy Graham, The Southern Baptist Convention and the Megachurches. Chapter 14, Rick Warren's Purpose-Driven Lies. Chapter 15, The Biblical Gospel Proclaimed. like I said, that's all in about 45 pages. And so this will give you a really good, this book, and I'm not saying this to exalt my book, I'm just saying I've read a lot of books on the sovereignty of God, including Arthur W. Pink's Sovereignty of God. This book combines the history of free will, but the last chapter affirms the sovereignty of God in all things and salvation and providence. So it's a real good handout to someone who wants a quick read to understand the history. The second book, a very important book as far as what's happened in my life, is Phillips versus the State of Missouri. Not coming out very good. Got some glare on my screen there. Phillips versus the State of Missouri. Many of you know about my case. I was a social worker. I worked in social services both in the state of Kansas and in the state of Missouri. But in the state of Missouri, my position was licensing and regulation of foster homes. And I was told that I had to start licensing homosexuals as foster parents, replacing foster children in homosexuals' homes. And this is account of this, my termination. I was fired from the state of Missouri. It talks about my case. Jay Sekulow from the American Center for Law and Justice took the case, and we won in federal court. And so the first part of the book is about that. 20 years later, I do an update, and in fact, I entitled the last half of the book begins with chapter 18, My Thoughts and Beliefs After 20 Years. And my beliefs, thoughts and beliefs have changed over the years as God has revealed more and more of His Word to me. Now, the first part of the book goes into very much detail. The forward of the book is by Francis Mannion, one of the attorneys that was with Jay Sekulow and was my attorney on the case. He's a Roman Catholic. And I'll read you the chapters in the book. My Early Life, Chapter 1, 2, Why Social Worker, 3, Licensing and Overseeing Foster Parents in Kansas City, Chapter 4, The Battle Lines Are Drawn Between God and Satan, Chapter 5, The Push to Support the Homosexual Agenda, Chapter 6, The Fire Intensifies, Chapter 7, The Apathetic Church, Chapter 8, The ACLJ Brings Hope, Chapter 9, The 24-Hour Deposition of 690 Pages. Chapter 10, The Federal Trial. Chapter 11, Waiting on the Lord. Chapter 12, The State of Missouri Seeks to Overturn the Jury's Decision and the Judge's Opinion. Chapter 13, The Court of Appeals. Chapter 14, The Request by the Attorney General's Attorney to go to the Supreme Court and the ultimate denial. Chapter 15, The Announcement and the Victory. Chapter 16, My Wife's Observation and Thoughts Regarding the Case. Chapter 17, My Extracurricular Activities. And then Chapter 18. And my favorite parts of the book are Chapter 18 through 23. Okay? My Thoughts and Beliefs After 20 Years, Chapter 18, Chapter 19, False Doctrines Reported About Christianity, Chapter 20, The Eternal Covenant Between the Godhead, Chapter 21, The Absolute Sovereignty of God, Chapter 22, Predestination, Election, and Effectual Calling, chapter 23, Christ's manifestation, resurrection, and the elect's justification. And then I have a page in the back of suggested reading. One of my favorite authors to date is Edward Henry. And he's written a lot of excellent, well-documented books. One, The Anti-Gospel, Great Sly on Earth, Bloody Zion, Solving Mystery, Babylon the Great. And then I also recommend everyone read The Sovereignty of God by Arthur Pink, The Attributes of God by Arthur Pink, and the Authorized King James Version of the Bible. And the author of that is God. Okay. Now, I'm going to have my wife hand me these other books out of here. I've always liked to write poems, and recently it seems like, well, the last couple years, I've been given a lot of poems, and most of them are around, I'm going to take this last song because they are blaring so badly, so I'm going to take them off. Okay, I've written four books. They're little small booklets. The first one is entitled Poems for Edification. And I'm trying to figure out where that glare is coming from on my screen, but anyway. Poems for Edification. Excuse me. Now, this little booklet has about 40 pages in it, probably about 50 poems in here that I had written earlier, and then this was written a couple years ago. Well, actually, I guess I published it in 2017. But it's the first of four volumes, Poems for Edification. And then the second one is Volume 2. This is my favorite edition of the poems, just to be honest with you. I like all of them, of course, but this has about 50 pages in it, and it deals with all kinds of subjects. I can read you some of the titles. That would be helpful for you to see what is in the book. Okay, The King is Coming. Grace is the Fountain, the Blood of Christ. Time, what an empty vapor is, marvelous grace, faith of Christ, discouragement, it's been fixed, spiritual understanding, the future, God's works, things we can't understand, mysteries, contemplation, evil days, what was vexed, truth must be revealed, carpenter's son, eternal blessings, our daily bread, God has his remnant. Before I die, sometimes I wonder, behold the man, O sacred head now wounded, Christ and his Father, predestinated unto adoption, faith and belief, the serpent, a subtle beast, were marching to Zion, insurance, many are the afflictions of God's people, entropy, thank you, Lord, rotten fruit, master of the sea, early in the morning, not my choice, courage, higher than the mountains, and worse than a mountain. So that's volume 2. Now, volume 3 is about the same length. It's 48 pages. Looks like 48 pages, yeah. And again, it just covers a wide range of subjects. I'll read you some of the titles of that. Singleness of Purpose. Why Are We Here? There Are Many Things I Don't Understand. His Mysteries Are New Every Morning. His Mercies Are New Every Morning. The Lord Buildeth Up Zion. Daily Trials Will Soon Cease. As We Get Older. Beauty of the Earth. There's never a place, there's never a time and never a place. Prince of Peace, the glory of God in the great city, New Jerusalem. Light versus darkness. Christ is the fountain of all good. Blank slate theory. Have mercy on me, O God, my Savior. Feelings, bitter herbs, all the electrolyte. Peter, the world became flesh and dwelt among us. Wonder of grace, without the word of God. The Lord loves his children forever. Whatever we do, Christ's word forever stands. Praise, rocket science, born and conceived in sin. And finally, sometimes it seems we are standing still. And then, finally, the last one, which is the shortest version, it only consists of 5 poems. I believe that's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 poems in this little thing. I love that picture on there. That's my lovely wife and my son, Rosette. And my son, Mark, and my wife, Rosette. Anyway, this little booklet is got 5 poems in it. One of them is called Why Christ Did. Next one is Christ Did Not Say. Purpose, I'm a sinner saved by grace, and when hope and faith is given. Okay. So those are all of the books that I've written to date. And like I said, probably the 2 most important ones. I mean, I'm sure these books have been important to me, poem books, because they've caused me to, they're an encouragement to me. But as far as doctrine, this is probably the most timely, The Lies of Free Will. And then the back of this book, this accounts my case against the state of Missouri, adulteries of the state of Missouri, and also the last 20 years of my life and how God has changed me and taught me more depth regarding his sovereignty. And I know that the Lies of Free Will is available on ebook as well, and I believe Phyllis versus the State of Missouri is available on ebook. I'm not sure about the poetry books. They probably are. And you can get any of these books by going to lulu.com, and if you type in the titles, either Poems for Edification Volume 1, 2, 3, or Poems for Edification, or Poems for Edification Volume 4, or The Lies of Free Will, and put in my name, it will take you to the site where you can get these books. I just wanted to give you an overview of that. I hope that's helpful.